ATR.
10-4-ZLK, mobile.
Great to hear you. Sure miss talking to you of an evening, but I'm sure glad you're retired now. I'm just leaving the hospital. I went to cardiac rehab, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it or not, but I actually feel a little better than when I went.
It's a plus. Sometimes it takes a little while to feel better. But, yeah, I'll eventually be back on the radio and towards the evening. We got a lot going on at the house. I've been doing a lot of work around the house and pretty worn out by the time I'm done. So I have not been lazy in the last 3 weeks, I can tell you that.
That's what you get when you get retired. Everybody says, oh, you just lay around and do nothing. No, you got lots to do. Heck, I could keep busy just keeping up with the doctor's appointments.
As busy as I've been, but it won't be forever. Get this stuff done, and then maybe I can relax a little bit for a little while.
Working on.
Had the house painted, a new roof, and the gutters put on, and I've been trimming out the windows with some cedar planks that painted them and trimmed out the windows, and I've got two new porch posts ordered. They had the round posts on there, and my wife doesn't like them. She said they're outdated, so we're going with the square wooden posts. I ordered two cedar posts. They were supposed to come in Wednesday, which I'm sure they did, but they said they would take a couple days because they're going to square off one end for me and slot it for the base that it's going to be mounted on that they sell. So if I get those in, I'll mount them on the front porch and then paint them the same as more of a stain, really, than a paint, is what I trimmed the windows out with.
Wounded man, I'll tell you for sure. I never did like woodworking that well, but Bernice does, so she kind of makes me do it whenever it has to be done, but we do it together. Well, we haven't been up to much lately. I think they're giving me too much medicine, and I hope they cut it back. But I called in today and told them for the first 4 or 5 hours of the morning, I feel like a dang zombie and don't feel like doing anything. And I don't like that. I like to keep busy. But they made me ride on two different bikes today, and I kind of enjoyed it. It was rough because I haven't been exercising because I didn't know what it'd do to me if I did after having heart surgery, you know. But it sure seems awful hot. It's 82, but it seems like it's hotter than that outside. The car was like an oven when I got back to it.
Sun's still warm when it's shining. There's no clouds blocking it. And I understand not wanting to exercise until you're around some medical people after something like that. You wouldn't want to take a chance. And I'm headed into Lowe's here. I got to get a new skirt for the front door. The one that was on there, I took it off to paint the door and realized it was missing a screw or two, and now it won't stay on, and it needs to be replaced. So that's what I'm going to do now. And I'm pulling into Lowe's, Tom, so I'll send you a picture of what I've been working on. Let you see what it's the before and after. You and Bernice have a good day. Glad everything went well with your rehab today. Or physical therapy, I guess.
So they call it cardiac rehab, or I don't know, it's exercise. But there are ladies in there, a lot of fun. And I give them a lot of talking to, you know me. But at any rate, they're really professionals, and they put a heart monitor on you while you're doing all this stuff, so it makes you feel like if something was going wrong, they'd let you know. Well, I'd be glad to get those pictures, and I'll share them with Bernice, and I'm going home to some kennel cat, I should say, and that's what's for supper tonight. Take care, Shane, in 4ZLK and 0LTR 73.